The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Well, we got some good things going on across the country. We also got some bad things going on across the country. For example, Bill Clinton actually busted in connection with a pedophile ring. We're going to have to check that one out. But, folks, this is nothing new under the sun. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome again to the Sons of Liberty. We appreciate you taking the time and entrusting us to give you the news on a daily basis. And the Word of God, of course, first and foremost, takes precedent in all that we do. I'm a preacher, first and foremost. Not secondly, firstly.
First and foremost.
You're supposed to say something. You're the
first and foremost
here.
Fact.
Well, it is. It's important for people to know that. I don't like when people say, well, this is what I do, but this, you know how they always like to compartmentalize things with God?
Exactly.
It's like, no, just like when we go places, you don't get one without the other. That is ministry.
That's right.
You don't separate. But anyways, folks, you have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, our pretty little princess. Dun da da dun. I knew she, hey friends, I did that because I knew she would like that. Okay, so that was all for her.
Actually, don't I get a drum roll?
No, you don't.
Okay.
Not today.
You're a drummer,
sorry,
and I don't get a drum roll?
I'm so sorry, Stuffy.
Okay.
Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Also, go over to our Facebook pages, which is Sons of Liberty Radio. Don't forget radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Also, go to two different websites, Bradley Dean, Bradley Dean double E, both pages, one fan page, one personal page. As can you find me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. Phone lines will be accessible today as well, my friends. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we are turning talk radio into do radio. We've got some tours coming up here again next month. As well, friends, I'm letting you know, giving you a shout-out that Chase asked me to give to you, our producer. The up-and-coming months, the bookings are available now. Now's the time to do it. Don't wait till the last minute. Have to have things set in stone so we know where we're going and what we're doing 3 months ahead of the game. That's just how things work around here.
You got to be on top of the ball.
Are busy little bzzz around here.
Oh,
okay. Folks, this is a radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, our pretty little princess? Because.
Because it's just a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. You want the mind of Christ. You want the heart of God. As we always say at the Sons of Liberty, we got to make that sure that that's clear to everyone out there. Now, of course, it is Friday. Happy Friday. You know, it's a long work week. People are working hard all week, including us, and it's time to have a little bit of fun. So I'm going to give you some sort of little fun facts here, and then we'll get into a little more serious because we're
little
talking
sorta.
About little sort of fun facts.
Okay.
Some are fun, some are interesting.
Sounds like
some
a title to a movie or something. Yeah. Little sorta.
Little sorta. I'm going to write my own book after the show called Little Sorta. But did you know that 1.14...
Folks, I was going to go after, but just for the sake of time, I'm just going to hold my horses.
Just let me get the fun facts out there. People are waiting to hear them.
Yes.
So you know. Did you know that 1.14 million paper bags are used in U.S. supermarkets every hour?
Say that again.
1.14 million paper bags are used in the United States supermarkets every hour.
Oh, you would probably think those environmentalists selling them.
Seriously, you would think that maybe happened like a week, but every hour, that
look
is...
Look at all the trees that are going down,
that
man.
Is a lot of grocery shopping. Yes. It's kind of like crazy. Okay, here's another...
Did you get the environmentalism that I was bringing
up? Yeah,
forth?
I got that, yeah. Don't worry about
jobs.
That.
Yeah.
Babies are more important to us than trees,
amen.
Although trees are important too. But
that's
babies,
true. That's
babies
true.
Do hold the higher up on what's important here,
mm-hmm.
in all seriousness. But did you know that about 200 people die from cigarette smoking every 6 months?
Serious note?
Yes.
I actually watched my mom receive the news from the doctor that there was nothing that they could do for her anymore. She was at the end of her disease. My mom smoked our whole lives. I remember being a little guy along with my big brother, and we'd be in the car and she'd have the windows rolled all the way up because she had to get her money's worth. She would literally eat those things. It's like, Mom, do you want some ketchup to go along with your cigarettes? Literally. And throughout the years, quit smoking, Mom, wouldn't listen to anybody. And she literally smoked herself into eternity.
That's right.
Literally.
And
you know, I remember when he told her, there's nothing else we can do, I looked at her. She could barely breathe. She had an oxygen mask on, and she had water coming down the side of her face. She knew the game was over.
That's right. It was the end. Yeah. And you know what's interesting, too, and I was going to bring up this point, is when you're talking in the schools and you show a billboard, of, you know, of course they're not going to show you when they're showing advertisements for smoking. You know, they got the hardy-looking cowboy with the cigarette hanging out of his mouth, or the good-looking girl. They're not going to show you, and you actually have a picture of this, of a CEO, a male, older gentleman CEO in a bikini laying down in a billboard smoking. Yeah. They're not going to show you that kind of advertisement because that's not going to sell. But what they don't show you in the big billboards is people laying in bed in with cancer in the hospital and how it eats away. Some people, their voice boxes are gone. They have to talk through a little tube because it just ate away.
It's all on MyWar, as a matter of fact.
That's right.
Yes.
It's on our MyWar documentary series. If you'd like to order that, you can go to shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com. But what's interesting to note is they don't throw up those statistics. They shoot it at young people like, well, hey, smoking's cool. And it's, you know, if you're a cowboy, you smoke. If you're a bad boy, you smoke. If you're a beautiful model, you have a little cigarette. Of course,
I see a lot of ugly people, too, smoking. But maybe they started out beautiful.
You know what? You know, this is, I'm glad you said that. Now, smoking to me is one of the stupidest things you can do. Now, if you're a smoker, I want you to hear me out. First of all, let me ask you a question. Would you pay me money to possibly give you cancer?
This is a rabbit trail, friends.
Yeah, yes. Would you pay me money to possibly give you cancer? The answer would be no. Would you give me your hard-earned money for me to make you smell bad? No, you wouldn't do that. Would you pay me money so I could cause your teeth to be discolored and yellow and put wrinkles on your face? And, of course, you'd say, of course, I'm not going to pay you my hard-earned money to possibly give me cancer, make my teeth look all nasty, wrinkle up my face, and smell bad. That's exactly what you're doing every time you go to the store and purchase a carton of cigarettes. You're paying to literally destroy yourself.
Let's magnify
the alcohol.
Let's magnify the stupidity here. Now it went from $1.99 a pack how many years back to $5 a pack?
Right.
And people are still paying the money to kill themselves.
That's right. And people that don't have money for anything else have enough money for their cigarette.
Piggybacking. Mm-hmm. Wayne McLaren died of lung cancer at 51 years old. David Miller Jr. died of emphysema. Janet Sackman lost her voice box in one part of one lung to cancer. Davis Gorelitz disabled by a stroke in his mid-30s. William Thornberry died of lung cancer at the age of 56 years old. Who were these guys?
That's right. They were the poster childs for Marlboro and all those different cigarette ads. That's right.
Yep, and an actor was paid back in 1995, and her job was to get 500,000 kids to smoke.
Wow, can you imagine having that on your conscience?
No, I can't. R.J. Reynolds, we all know who he is, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you see little Joe Chemo in the hospital with cancer, and he is a little needle hooked up to his arm, mm-hmm. getting sugar water pumped into his body.
Right.
R.J. Reynolds, who founded the tobacco company in 1875, began manufacturing Camel cigarettes in 1913. He died in 1918 of cancer of the pancreas after a lifetime of chewing tobacco. Not smoking, chewing.
Wow, that's amazing. If you look at Pa, Little House on the Prairie, he smokes the same thing. So we want to keep you away from that which is wrong and keep you on the track with that which is right.
Great money trail. We're going to come right back. Bradley and Stephanie, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1-866-233.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. a code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Ben Franklin was right when defining diplomacy. It is seduction in another guise. So friends, I have to cut to the chase by bringing the hammer down and bring about the answers in which liberty is established.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
That's why people listen to the show. Politics and religion are married, regardless if you like it or not. If that politician is not submitted to God, who does he or she work for?
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
And if what I were telling you were not true, then what are you complaining about?
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Okay, Stephanie, since you have such exciting content.
Exciting is the word.
It is. Just give me the last stat that you said during the break, and that will give me a great intro, okay, a premise to go to my next point.
All right. Did you know that there are 74 lobbyists for every one senator in Washington, D.C.?
That's wrong.
That's 74 people hounding you for whatever they want you to support or legislate.
And he sells his soul to the highest bidder.
That's right. That's
why
a lot of times...
That sounds like the enemy of our soul. If you only bow down onto me, I'll give you all of this. No, the Lord said, it is written, you shall worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve.
That's right.
Amen. Holding in account, folks, remember last week we were talking about the modern-day politicians? And we were talking about their criminal records. Like, for example, 29 members of Congress have been accused of spousal abuse. 7 have been arrested for fraud. 19 have been accused of writing bad checks. 117 have been bankrupted at least 2 businesses. 3 have been arrested for assault. 71 have credit reports so bad that they can't even qualify for a credit card. 14 have been arrested on drug-related charges. 8 have been arrested for shoplifting. 21 are current defendants in lawsuits. 84 were stopped for drunk driving, but were released after they claimed congressional immunity. In other words, they felt that they were above the law. Well, interestingly enough, just to take it to the present, we see just over the last couple days, friends, a wave of lawmaker arrests. And I'm not going to say, folks, it's the Republicans or the Democrats, because I've shared with you in the past that I've done a study on the Republicans. As a matter of fact, I just shared this with somebody the other day. They keep talking about the GOP and the Republicans and so on and so forth. And I told them, I said, hey, just slow your roll for a minute. I've done a study on both sides. And we shouldn't have two different parties in the first place. We have one constitution, not two or three. I'm a Christocrat, not a Democrat, and not an aristocrat, said Benjamin Rush, signer of the Declaration of Independence. And so in saying that, I said, I've done a study on your Republicans, and I want to let you know that they were found to be more corrupt than the Democratic Party were. And he was surprised by that. And I said, no. You're finding a bunch of people that believe once they get into power, case in point again, follow me if you can. I was just talking to that same individual today, and I said to him, listen, you're trying to diplomatically bring forth changes. And I said, is that how the enemy's working, or is he attacking? He's attacking. So how do you fight fire? You have to fight fire with fire, my friends. We're not... As long as we're abiding by the laws of our constitutional republic, we're not asking for permission to obey our laws that God established through common law. We're obeying God, and we're enforcing right over wrong. We overcome evil with good, not the other way around. And I said, I have on a personal experience, two times I've seen this, where I've known people, before they were in politics, they began to run for politics, for office, I'm sorry, in politics. And one thing I noticed is instantly after this one humble guy, we even had him out to our house at one time, and I remember this particular individual, coolest guy, most humble guy, and all of a sudden I seen him at the state capitol. One day, that man completely changed upside down on his head.
Yeah.
He went from citizen serving we the people if he gets there to demigod. Who do you think you are?
Yeah.
You're lucky you're even around me. Folks, I've seen this over and over and over and over and over again. And so going back to my original point, when you look at the Republicans, they just try to put up a bigger front.
Right.
If you look behind the bushes, where the professed Christians in America were completely blindsided by this criminal administration, they call President George Bush of 1992, Daddy Bush, they say that he is the most evil man known alive. This has been mandated by people that, and I'm sorry, confirmed by people and affirmed by people that are around his administration that he is highly criminal. As a matter of fact, do a little homework. You'll find some of the CIA whistleblowers around his administration saying nobody's more corrupt than this man and his administration were back in 1992. But the Christians believe, because they were told he's a Christian, they just went to sleep and believed everything he had to say.
Exactly. I think that's what happened is they listened to him. I said, oh, that sounds good. Rather than judging a man by his fruits, they were judging him by what they saw and what sounded good to them. And of course, Satan disguises himself as an angel of light, as we talked about earlier. He's not going to say, I got a pitchfork and horns on my head, and I'm going to come out to destroy, and this is my real agenda behind the one that I'm bringing forth. Obviously, go back to what Jesus said, well, you know a man by their fruits.
Who advocated the homosexual agenda? The American people believe that he was a Christian man.
Yeah.
No, they do the opposite of what they say they are, friends, because they've sold their souls. In many cases, literally, skull and bones, the Mason, so on and so forth. I'm not getting into that because people can get weird on that. I don't care what the bad guy's doing. The bad guy should be worrying about what the good guy's doing because there's way more good people that can deal with the bad people. And when the good people stand up and say enough of the bad, it's all over. So I don't really care what they are doing. If they're doing something wrong, we deal with it. Then we have a care. And then we right the wrongs and we establish righteousness through judgment. But anyways, friends, in saying that, there's a wave of lawmaker arrests just over the last couple days. And they found that they were all Democrats. So for the sake of staying in the center of right and wrong, because, folks, I'm not a political kind of a guy in the sense of I'm a right and wrong kind of a guy. I'm not going to get caught up into parties. I'm not going to get caught up into this game because I like that guy better than I like this guy. I see it all day long. The adults are completely brainwashed.
You know, I think the point should be the fact that they're lawmakers. They're supposed to be our leaders. They're supposed, whether they're Republican or Democrat, they label themselves. They're supposed to set the standard. They're supposed to be a representation of we the people.
We heard that just
our
today.
Our leadership.
Yeah,
okay?
Biden, my friend, said that they have to have the highest standard as the people's representatives.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yes, I
mean,
do. The point is we're pointing out these people, whether they're Republicans or Democrats, because they're supposed to, literally, in all seriousness, be the highest standard.
They are.
Not according to some joker who doesn't have a high standard himself. We're saying, listen, we're pointing this out because, in fact, they are supposed to be leading our country. This is what's in office, regardless of what political affiliation and party
they're
from.
And we see their front, we see their mask, we see their guys, friends, but we need to judge them by the fruit. And by the way, that's what we spent the last 2 days on, is judge a man by his fruit, not by what people say. So getting to that point, wave of lawmaker arrests, more than a dozen recent cases of criminal charges or investigations against elected officials, including a rash of arrests in just the past couple of days, have one major thing in common. Again, they wanted to say it's the left, it's the Democrats. And in many instances, established media seems lulled to report the fact. Of course, because when we're dealing with corruption, friends, it's amazing. Remember when Jesus was crucified? Remember how there was enmity between Pilate and Herod? But when it was time to crucify Jesus Christ, they become friends.
Mm-hmm.
The foxes' tails were tied together. That's how the enemy works. So anyways, on a national syndicated radio show just this week, they recounted a number of the cases, including the gun trafficking charges brought today against California Senator, State Senator, I'm sorry, Leland Yee, a foreigner, friends.
Mm-hmm.
This show host pointed out that Yee was among the most vocal anti-Second Amendment legislators in the country. Notice what they're doing. Remember, friends, how many times I've shared with you, they love to denounce it in the South, but they promote it in the North, right, or vice versa. That's exactly what they do. So when they're actually condemning something, these criminal, carnal, fallen, debased human beings, guess what they're really doing? They're actually hiding, attempting to hide themselves, because they themselves are actually promulgating or perpetuating the crimes themselves. So let's go on. This individual, again, pointed out that Yee, the one that was just busted for gun trafficking, was the most vocal anti-Second Amendment legislators in the country. This guy wanted to eliminate it. He didn't want you to have any guns, and here's he is indicted for trafficking in military-grade weapons. These are your legislator, folks. These are your legislators, just like all these anti-gun mayors across the country, friends. You should see their records. They are criminal from A to Z, from their feet all the way to the top of their heads. And yet again, here is the great wonder. America, you know this. Mm-hmm. You know this, that they're that corrupt. Why are they there? That's the great wonder of the age. And yesterday we talked about Nuremberg, and you know, what would have happened had the people stood up? And then I proposed the question, what's the difference between the person committing the crime and the person actually allowing the crime? Right. America, you have to answer that question. And if you'd like to, by the way, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Now, let's go on here. The show host recalled that in 2011, Yee unsuccessfully tried to organize a boycott of his show after he mocked the president of China. Yee's the third Democratic California state senator recently tied to corruption charges. Earlier this year, Ron Calderon was indicted for bribery, and Roderick Wright was convicted of perjury and voter fraud. And folks, the FBI is up to something, said the show host. The FBI is raiding and arresting Democrats all over this country. You know, it's incredible. Friends, again, I love saying it because I know prophetically I'm right on the money. We're always ahead of the game thanks to the Spirit of God. I told you so. I told you so. For those fools that want to play the useful idiots, I told you so. It was like what Bugsy Siegel said back in the 30s. Hey, those outside of the mob don't have to worry about anything because we only kill our own. Don't forget that, useful idiots, you bloggers, you leftists, you commies, you criminals, because that's really what you are. They only kill their own. We'll be right back after this break. Bradley and Stephanie, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Give us a call.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build $1 million tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, corrupt government's getting busted again all over the country. What's interesting about that is I just told Steph right during the break, it's interesting, it's just a shift of power is really all it is.
Right.
The FBI comes in, pops a couple, and then they appoint new people in those positions. Drug dealers do it all the time, friends. Nothing new. I'm not saying in every given situation, but I'm saying that's what I'm seeing here is just, and if you look at the history of these government organizations, that's exactly the CIA, the FBI. I mean, there's corruption, the ATF, yeah. There's corruption through and through, friends. And again, it's the bad guys that attempt to give the good guys a bad name when, in fact, there's not all bad people in these organizations.
And, of course, it doesn't do anything to help Americans' trust in their government. I mean, it's already at an all-time, you know, record low, but just 19% say that they trust the government in Washington to do that, which is right just about always or most of the time, you know, and that's down from what it was before. But it doesn't do a lot to say, hey, trust us. We're saying, listen, our representatives are being arrested for fraud, for, you know, for voting, you know, fraud and all that kind of things that go along with it. But it's just interesting to note it's a very sad day in America when you have people who are supposed to represent you not representing you. And you said he was the biggest guy who was not supportive of the Second Amendment. And then we see that he's, you know, doing that behind the backs of people.
It's like Feinstein out in California there. She's totally anti-gun, but yet she carries.
Exactly.
You know, and there's the attitude that I was exhibiting earlier and explaining to the American people. Now, listen, friends, these people are hypocrites. We have to be careful, though, because there is good people in government.
Of course.
And the good in government we need to get behind. That is important.
You know, that is true, because a lot of times, even just in general in life, you know, you could go along in life, you could have, you know, a really good day, 99%. Then one thing happened, and that'll just ruin your whole day.
Every day in my life.
A lot of times what happens is we tend to focus on all the bad, because the bad just has an ability to stick to you, I think, more than the good. It's like, well, yeah, majority was good, but, oh, this really bothered me.
Well, if you have a squeaky wheel on a, you know,
you want to fix it,
of course,
but you have to make sure that you understand that there are good people, like you said, and we need to get behind the good people so we can make a change and a difference.
That's right.
And not the kind of change Barack Obama's talking about.
That's right.
But
and we also have to be careful, friends, just interjecting this thought, we have to be careful of saying that government is is bad. Friends, government is not bad. Government is good. It's the people that we have in those positions that are either good or bad. And if they're bad, we have to remove them so government can all the way around be good.
That's right.
Yeah.
We have a job to do.
Yeah,
we the people.
The right time to do the right thing, my friends, is right now. So that's what we're doing on the radio. So let's do it.
You know what's interesting? If we would invest more into people when they are younger, it's so much better. Prevention is better than cure. Mm-hmm. It's so much better to, you know, eat the right way and do what you're supposed to do, and then you don't have to deal with all these different, you know, problems later on in life. You got clogged arteries, you got all this kind of stuff later on in life, right? So prevention is better than cure. So if we go and put our time and our heart into our young people, we're going to raise up a good crop that won't want these bad things. You know, a lot of times I was talking to someone, actually I was sending an email out to a woman, and I was saying we deal with the heart of the issue, the fundamental heart of the issue, right? And then the branches will be different once you hit the root of the problem. So going back to the root of the problem, I just want to highlight real quick, our product of the week this week is Noah Webster's Advice to the Young. And what it is, it's a small book, 53 pages, that teaches young people, but it's great for all ages, qualities such as honesty, generosity, gratitude, and more. And, of course, who would know better than Noah Webster, father of the American Dictionary? What a great man he was. But if you'd like to go ahead and order, it's a great book. It's a $7 donation. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, or call 1-866-233-0747. And for our monthly sponsors this week, you get a free You Can Run International baseball cap with your order.
Awesome. Wave of lawmaker arrest. I'm giving Stephanie a thumbs up. That was nice and quick, okay?
Thank you.
Go to the next one. Talking about corruption in government, just the wave of arrests that have taken place over the last couple days here. We have a, hold on a second, this is live radio, friends. The new Democratic mayor of Charlotte, North Carolina, Patrick Cannon, was arrested Wednesday by the FBI and accused. Now, we got to be careful of this because I get accused of things all the time, friends. Accused of accepting tens of thousands of dollars in bribes. We'll check that out. We'll know what the deal with that is. A historian told the Charlotte Observer that such corruption charges are unprecedented in the city's history. The paper described the FBI investigation into Cannon's activities as an American hustle-type operation. Cannon faces up to 50 years in prison and $1.5 million in fines if convicted on all charges. Friends, we live in a system where we are not guilty until proven innocent. We are innocent until proven guilty, but we like to see the state-run media just go after people because people love to see other people destroyed for some sick, weird reason. Ray Nagin, the controversial mayor of New Orleans during Hurricane Katrina, was found guilty of 20 counts of accepting bribes and other charges. Other former mayors charged with or convicted of serious crimes include Tony Mack of Trenton, New Jersey, San Diego's Bob Filner. I believe that was sexually related. He was a real creep. Quam Kilpatrick of Detroit and Larry Langford of Birmingham, Alabama. And meanwhile, the offices in New York State's Assemblyman William Scarborough was raided Wednesday, and a Democratic State Senator John Sampson and Malcolm Smith were indicted on federal corruption charges. And Rhode Island House Speaker Gordon Fox resigned after his office was raided this week as a part of a joint investigation of the IRS, the FBI, the U.S. Attorney's Office, and State Police. Now, just take a step back. Now, look at... Is this the fox in the chicken coop?
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
We're turning on our own for some reason. But just like I said before the last break, during the last segment, I told you so.
Yeah, it's interesting.
They always turn on their own.
It's interesting because, too, obviously we have, you know, you look at the administration that's, you know, in power right now. It's, you know, it's a Democratic administration. And maybe they're trying to show themselves, see, we're willing to gang down, you know, put our foots down on our own, too, as well, to show that they're really, you know, honest and their integrity is high or something. It's interesting to note. You just got to kind of put that on the shelf and say, that's good food for thought.
To the credit of the show host, he did say this. On an audio montage of establishment reports on the arrests in which none of the reporters mentioned that the accused were members of the Democratic Party, the state-run media will not give you that information, but what's really hard to believe is that the FBI would be working against the wishes of the Obama regime.
Mm-hmm.
It's a switch. It's a change of power. That's all this is, friends. And I'm not saying these guys were innocent.
Right.
I'm not saying they're guilty neither, but I'm simply saying that this is how they operate.
Yeah, this is very interesting stuff. It's sad that things can't be just cut and dry, right and wrong. You have to even look into sometimes what can appear to be a good thing and say, why is that there? It's a great thing if you're going after people who legitimately have done wrong things. It's a bad thing if you're trying to, like you say, change power and something's kind of going on there. It's sad that you have to read into everything that you do. You want to make sure that you don't need to do that, but unfortunately in America, that is the case.
According to former child sex slave Virginia Roberts and a class action lawsuit against the convicted billionaire pedophile Jeffrey Epstein, former President Bill Clinton was present during sex parties involving up to 20 underage girls at Epstein's secluded island in the Caribbean. The flight records show Clinton was flown on numerous occasions to the island on Epstein's private jet. Clinton has a close relationship with an employee of Epstein's who compiled thousands of photos of nude young girls posed in lewd positions, and these photos were used as a catalog for Epstein to loan out his girls to powerful politicians and British royalty, including Bill Clinton.
Wow.
Check that out on Western Journalism if you'd like. Friends, I also want to bring your attention over to something called Conspiracy of Silence. I have it posted on Sons of Liberty Radio right now. It is an hour documentary. If you have never seen it, you need to see it. It's very disturbing, to say the least. Discovery was paid a lot of money so you would not see this video. And what is it? What is the video? The documentary explores. It's really, folks. You can feel this when you watch this. It's so bad. There is something called Boys Town back in Nebraska in the 80s and the 90s, and it was an orphanage for boys. And these boys were brought forth into the party life, allured through drugs. Government agencies were involved, the FBI was involved, and a lot of high-powered political individuals and names that you would know were involved for bringing these boys to Washington, D.C., and sexually exploiting them into the homosexual lifestyle. Underage kids. The film's actually about a lot of these underage kids that were brought in, and they were so afraid of some of the people, names that you would know, that they wouldn't say them. Some of these kids have been killed off. They've been trailed. You can watch in the video that Discovery didn't want you to see again. It's just so disturbing, friends. I don't know what to say about it. But I'll tell you what. When you begin to see what's going on in Washington, D.C., you'll understand why everything's going south rather than north, bad rather than good. So when you get some time, friends, please take the time. Now, I've never done this before, but I'm going to say it again. Please take the time and watch Conspiracy of Silence. And again, I want to remind you that Discovery was paid hundreds of thousands of dollars not to air this documentary. It's called Conspiracy of Silence. And folks, Barney Franks is indicted by Paul Benazzi in this video. Some of the things that were taking place, some of the things that were going on in Nebraska, across the country. One investigator was killed. His airplane was blown up across the fields in Illinois, with his own little boy on his private plane with all of this information to expose all these pedophiles. The FBI got involved in it and told the sheriff of the local county, who's seen all these pictures scattered across the field with pedophile pictures, sexual acts of these politicians with these little boys and these little girls. The sheriff was told by the FBI, you didn't see anything. The investigator and his son were blown up in midair. There's people that are still alive today that are more than willing to tell you what's going on, friends. Again, I want to let you know what's going on in Washington, D.C. You have compromised men. And again, just to prove my point, look at, we have Bill Clinton here, popped, snared in a pedophile ring. Oh, that's just way out there. It'll never happen here. No, friends, it is happening here. And again, we're not highlighting the bad, friends. I'm saying we're talking about our kids here. It's time for the American patriots and the American men to stand up and deal with this kind of corruption going on in our country. Because, friends, I've had it. I'm tired of the harassment. I'm tired of the threats. I'm tired of the useful idiots that don't do their homework. And that if they do do their homework, they're willfully doing what they're doing. And they're helping cover for crimes that are taking place.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Steve from Memphis. I've been listening to Sons of Liberty for several years now. As I've listened to him speak in the past years, I'm just wondering if he's had cue cards or teleprompter or something, because his knowledge is deep and he never seems to take a breath. So anyway, I get to this Tea Party meeting and he starts speaking. And for over 4 hours he speaks, and he speaks the truth. He speaks from a spiritual standpoint and a constitutional standpoint, and it's just amazing. So God bless Bradley and Sons of Liberty Radio and what he's doing. Thank you for being the patriot and the Christian man that you are.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Most of our customers are absolutely phenomenally impressed with the product.
That's Tony, the co-founder of Heart and Body Extract, the 100% all-natural with no negative side effects supplement that supports a strong and healthy heart, strength and stamina, sharp memory, restful sleep, clean, clear arteries, and good circulation. And listen to this, in over 13 years of business, there has been no price increase for Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com. That's hbextract.com.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Last segment, friends, 1-866-233-0747. We actually got Tom calling in from Maryland. Welcome to the show. You got Bradley and Stephanie. How are you, sir?
Good afternoon. Enjoying your show, as always. Boy, it would be so great to get that second hour, I'll tell you. I've heard you talk about it before, and I think what it is, just my opinion, you do such a great job, you and Stephanie, with getting people enthralled in the message that by the time we're ready to comment, it's over with.
We have to talk to Ted Anderson about that.
I can't say how many times at the end of the show I said, okay, now the phones are starting to ring. We're ready to say goodbye, and all of a sudden the phones light up.
And I don't mean to do that, Tom. I don't mean to do that, friends. I really don't. We just have so much information to dump on the people, and I want to make the most of our time. And, of course, you guys are the reason that we're out there, you men and you women that are involved in the radio show here. And so we appreciate your feedback always. It's if we took on another hour right now, it would pull back from us being out there with the people. And that's my payday, is really being out there. I don't necessarily like hanging out behind the mic all the time. I do it because I love my God and I love my people and I love my country first and foremost, and that all three in one, right?
Don't underestimate it. Someone like me who's retired, I told the screener, you know, I really look forward to it. I thought retirement would be a very boring, dismal existence, and among other things, I'm finding that there's other things to do, but I look forward to your show, and it brightens my day, and I'm sure that I can't be the only one, so I wouldn't underestimate just how important your radio show is.
It is that important, because if it wasn't, I wouldn't do it 6 days a week. My gist, though, here, Tom, is I want to be out there. When I first became a Christian, it wasn't I just want to sit in a building and preach to the same people you know, preach to the choir day after day, week after week. That's not my objective. I'm not made out of that stuff. I'm made out of the stuff that gets out there, gets involved, and gets the job done. And my payday is the people. Yep, that's my point.
And you know, the great,
I appreciate
the great thing too about radio is the fact that it really does go to all these people we don't know. Like, for example, you, Tom, out there in Maryland, we didn't know that you were out there listening. And it's nice to have that feedback because sometimes you think, well, you're just sitting here, but you're a lot of times speaking to more people that you could in one setting just by going to somewhere. So it's nice to hear feedback from across the nation, people who are listening saying, listen, my heart's being touched. I look forward to the show. And by the way, tomorrow we do have 2 hours from 2 to 4. So,
that's true. Then we can open the lines up, Tom. Yeah.
Target, you were hitting on all cylinders today. You were practically reading my mind. I don't know if you have time for comment or if you have other things to do, but...
Are you a smoker? Are you a smoker, Tom?
Am I a smoker? No.
Oh. I thought that's where we were going.
I'm just an old man with a gruff voice.
Okay.
But you were mentioning about how drug dealers immediately replace those who were taken down.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I thought immediately how, and I had thought this before when I heard about the arrests, that we as Christians oftentimes simply are not vigilant enough. You know, those that consciously or unconsciously serving the enemy, they don't take a minute off, never. And they have no honor among themselves. And when their fellow evildoers go down, like recently has happened with these politicians, they don't pass go. They step right over them, and it's
right.
Business as usual. And they have a tactical advantage over us in that regard, because when our brethren fall, we want to help them. So in that regard, you know, it brings to mind, I always wondered, you know, why does God need souls? And it wasn't until my retirement that I really started to delve into my Bible. Certainly I should have done it before, but, you know, I'm a guy, and, you know, we like to do things first and read the instructions later.
Yeah.
But at any rate, anyone listening, young people, read the instructions first.
Amen.
It'll save you a lot of heartache. But, you know, I always wonder why God needed souls. You know, this is a perfect example of why he needs us working for him, because evildoers are, like I said, they're not taking a day off, and we need to be ever vigilant. And,
that's,
you know,
a great point.
Like with leaving the house each day, you know, I often thought, well, why do I need the armor? Why don't I just go out with the virtues? But you need the armor because we really are under spiritual attack every day.
Mm-hmm.
I know that might sound odd to young people listening, but it is absolutely true. I know that from a lifetime of experience.
No, we're here. I mean,
absolutely.
There's no getting away from it. I want to say this to what you're saying too, Tom, is America's compassion is a weakness that your enemies do not and will not share, because criminals thrive on the indulgences of society's understandings. Because, again, the corrupt depend upon America, you and your ignorance of the Constitution and its embodiments of laws. As long as you're ignorant of what the law says, well, someone can break it all day long, and they're not going to know the difference as if to if they are abiding, or they're doing their job, or they're violating, or they're not doing their job.
Right. You know, you
can never have enough knowledge. And if I'll leave you real quick with this. Speaking of the tactical advantage the enemy has in regard to just continuing and our lack of vigilance, we've got something that they don't. We have that sense of honor, and we look out for our brethren. And how simple it would be if we would just realize that we would be an unstoppable force. If we came together for good, they would have no chance.
That's right.
Like I said, there's no honor among them. They would run for the hills.
That's right.
You know, and you brought up such an...
We appreciate your call, Tom.
Thank you, Tom.
A sound guy.
Yeah, and I'll say this
good.
Too, with the call that Tom just gave us, he brought up a great point about how the enemy doesn't take a day off. I mean, they're just aggressively pursuing what they're pursuing. And so many times, especially in the quote-unquote Christian world, you just need to take it easy, just mellow out a little bit. Listen, they're They're not asking for permission to That's do right. what they're doing. They're busting down every door, whether you like it or not. They're shoving the food down your throat, whether you want it or not.
The agenda.
And for us, exactly. And for us, we have to say, listen, we need to be aggressive. We're not saying aggressive in the same manner in terms that they are.
Lawfully.
We're aggressive lawfully
yes.
and say, listen, no, this shall not pass. This will not stand. Here's my finger
if
in
there's
the hand.
A shootout, someone's robbing a bank, there's a shootout. Do the
right.
cops have high-powered rifles to deal with the criminals that are inside of the bank with high-powered rifles?
Right, exactly.
Okay, I'm using that as an analogy. Not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. I'm not talking about a physical warfare here, friends. Not yet, anyways. But I am talking about a spiritual warfare that Tom's bringing forth right now.
Mm-hmm.
And our sword is the sword of the spirit. And if we believe what we really believe, then let's stand up for it. Because my Bible and my daddy and my big brother, the captain of my salvation, tells me that the gates of hell shall not prevail against his church. So let's believe it, do what he says, and give us the results. Just look at the life of David.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Blessed is the man that keepeth judgment at all times.
If God be for you, who can be against you? And I think that's true, that point you always bring up. Listen, we're so afraid of what the enemy is doing. The enemy needs to afraid
of about
what
he's
true
doing.
Christians are doing.
Yeah.
That's the point.
Ben Franklin said, a nation of well-informed men who have been taught to know and prize the rights which God has given them cannot be enslaved. It is in the religion of ignorance that tyranny begins. What about Daniel Webster? Another great man around the establishing of our foundations in the United States of America. He said, I apprehend no danger to our country from a foreign foe. Our destruction, should it come at all, will be from another quarter, from the inattention of the people to the concerns of their government. This is coming from a government official, friends,
mm-hmm.
from their carelessness and negligence, speaking to the people. I must confess that I do apprehend some danger. I fear that they may place too implicit a confidence in their public servants and fail properly to scrutinize their conduct. That in this way they may be made the dupes of designing men, speaking of you that allow it, and become the instruments of your own undoing, those that allow it. Make them intelligent, and they will be vigilant. Give them the means of detecting the wrong, and they will apply the remedy. I'm telling you right now, enforce and magnify the laws of our constitutional republic against those that are committing crimes, so we can have something called righteousness and peace in this land. And how do you do it? Right above the Supreme Court building, justice, the guardian of liberty. You can't bring forth justice, friends, until you know what that law says. And we're just trying to share with you what they're doing wrong so you can do the right to eradicate the wrong.
That's right. And for those of you who want to join together with us in doing that very thing and become sons and daughters of liberty, you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that's sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can scroll down. It says become a son or daughter of liberty. You click on that link in four easy steps. Actually, you pick one of the four. You don't even have to go through all four. You can find out how to become a son or daughter of liberty. And of course, product of the week every week, go ahead and check those out too as well. And if you'd like to call in person, you may call us at 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747.
I like that caller. He was sound.
He was very sound.
We get a lot of these smart guys calling in.
Yeah,
I think they're gunning for our job.
That's it.
That's what I was thinking.
Oh, no.
What do you think, Buggy?
Oh,
Chase,
that's
Liz,
it. Tom's gunning
Pickle.
For our job.
What's going on out there, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what's going on. Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18, George Washington said, deeds, not words. We will talk to you in 23 for 2 hours. See ya.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.